Okay.
We are recording.
And I'm not ready for that. I think I might. Yeah, this is a short and sweet agenda.
I'm ready if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, for record, this is a meeting of the Innovation Park TLH Inc. Board of Directors meeting, scheduled for August the 1st. It is 1:05 a.m., p.m. rather.
Yeah. Seems like a.m., but yeah.
Yeah. We do have a quorum present. We have one visitor with us who will soon be a member of this organization. I'll call the meeting to order. There are no guests present. We have an agenda. Is there any modification to that agenda?
No, sir.
Okay, public comment. I hear none. Approval of the draft minutes. We've sent those out. We've asked again for comment. Have had none back. So
it's you too.
Yeah, so those in favor of approving those, you want to make a motion?
I think we approve the minutes as presented.
Okay, hearing no opposition, they're approved. The incubator name, we have discussed at the board meeting a name of the incubator. It has been approved that we go with the North Florida Incubator Labs. No,
Innovation Labs.
Innovation Labs. That now becomes our formal name.
It'll be a DBA.
DBA. Our legal name will still be Innovation Park TLH Inc.
That's correct.
Okay. Doing business as North Florida Innovation Labs. Okay, review the membership agenda agreement.
I think it'd be appropriate to take a vote since you're going to adopt a DBA. I think.
Do we have that right to do that, or has it already been designated that we will do that?
The Innovation Park, or the LCRDA, I'm going to get this right one of these days. These organizations, LCRDA's board, basically recommended to you. They can't approve your name.
Okay, they recommended. All right, yes. I thought they approved. If they recommend, by approval, they recommended.
Yes, by approval, because really it's not within their authority to do that.
Okay. You've heard a recommendation of the board that we name ourselves in a DBA form, the North Florida Innovation Labs. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
And I'll be the second. A vote is therefore approved. Review of membership agreements.
So
you see that lengthy document, what, 6, 7, 8 pages long?
Yes.
I had only one suggestion in there. I didn't get to read it in depth as I'd like, but
I will tell you that Melissa looked at this and we worked and we started with the agreement that Michael had from a previous life and sort of merged it with some of our lease documents to make sure we had some of the same protections in this agreement that we had in the leases. And like I said, Melissa looked at it. It really looks, because it's more than just a lease, it's really about the whole package of services that we're offering that we're calling it this. This is probably one of three agreements that we're going to have. So this is for resident members. There'll be a different agreement for co-working space and another agreement for, I don't know what we're calling it, affiliates or
virtual
remote participants in the incubator. So that's in there. And one of the things that I wanted to point out that we got in this that's sort of unique to this is we had to address the confidentiality issue. So one of the concerns we talked about in the past was having this public entity and being able to protect these new companies and their innovations and their ideas. How do we do that? So I wanted to basically put them on notice that we have to follow sunshine laws, but there are ways to protect your proprietary information, and here's how you do it. And so that is specifically stated in there. Melissa crafted that language, and really I think it's right out of statute. So we will be buying a couple of little stamps that say proprietary confidential business information and trade secrets, and they designate that. We don't get to decide whether they're right or wrong. If they designate it, it's protected, and if somebody wants to challenge it, they have to go to court, I believe, to have a review. They review the document separately to decide if in fact it should be one of those things. So So we got that in there.
Go on down to where you talk about moving somebody out for health safety reasons.
I don't remember that.
Keep going. Let's see if I spotted it in there real quick. Miscellaneous assignment, no questions.
No, it's not.
Dispute resolution.
It just had to do with, it said that if they violated anything, we don't have to adhere to the 45.
Said we can remove them out of their space for
illegal activities.
Or well, safety issues.
Or if they're doing something.
Let's see if I said.
Oh, yes, it says the time permits provide a member with 30-day advance notice of any relocation except where the
safety. Okay, all right there. That's where I wanted to. Okay, it talks about except where the safety of member could reasonably be judged. I think that could be not only member, but any other occupant or participant could be reasonably judged to be the
issue. Okay.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Safety of member or other.
Or other occupants
persons.
Or persons.
Yeah,
persons or.
But I think what it means is if the ceiling's about to fall down on them, we move them. So it's the safety of that person, not. I think that's the language, but change it to whatever you like.
Yeah, I was thinking it talked about anything that they might be doing that could create a safety issue for others around them. Or immediate vicinity of them, or but.
Oh, I see. This isn't a termination or
right.
This moving is out of. This is just.
Saying, we need hey, to you gotta go.
Yeah.
And we gotta move you now because the ceiling's about to collapse.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so you see that not as so much of something they're creating as a risk, it's a facility problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, otherwise, basically, if they're creating safety issues, they're in default in the release, and then we have to follow default procedures.
And that's kind of where I was following along with it, just reemphasizing it in the second place.
I don't know. It's the default provision. I've slept since we did this, but like yesterday. So this outlines, you know, what we have to do for default. And I think some of this actually comes from statute, because Florida is very picky about how you, as you know, how you kick somebody out of your space. So we found out that they. So
we went through that. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Any other questions, comments, concerns on that?
Is there a motion then to accept this agreement?
So moved.
Motion made. I second it. Any further discussion? Hearing none. It's approved.
I'm sorry, there was one other issue that I forgot to mention. We don't have, and I'm not sure how it's going to be put in here or as a separate document, but somehow we want to communicate an expected rate increase, okay? And maybe, I think what I can do there is I can just create a fee schedule, because we're not doing a per square foot fee. We are doing a fee schedule, basically, by space. So I took a stab at what that might look like, and I went and looked at what Domi's doing, as an example. Mm-hmm. And so they have small offices at $550 a month, and they have larger offices at, I think, $750 a month. And so I sort of broke ours down. We kind of got maybe three tiers in there, and because some of them were kind of, one's really big, and one's next to the window up front, you know, so it's a premium. But if you look at those rates and you back out what looks like the services fee, this kind of gives you an estimate of what the per square foot cost looks like, okay? And this is important because we did have the conversation with Melissa about sales tax. And we asked a certain local incubator if they charge sales tax on their membership fees, and they said, no, it's a membership fee. It's not a lease. And Melissa said otherwise. And we also, Michael reached out to a couple of incubators in the state, and they said, oh, absolutely, we charge sales tax. The provision in the statute says that if it's based on the portion of the fee that's related to occupying space, okay? So you have to have a means of justifying the percentage of the fee that you're calling for space. So what I wanted to look at is kind of what would the what would the fee portion be if you looked at the basically a fair market value of the lease space? And that's kind of what I've come up with here, because we know our standard office is $1,660 a square foot. Mm-hmm. And that's, so that's kind of where that kind of backed into that to see if it's reasonable.
So are you saying that of the $550 fee on that line that you're on, $390 is services, or that's in addition?
No, that's what's included in the monthly rate.
Okay.
Related
so
to services.
It's $550 minus $390 is actually their rent?
Yes.
For sales tax purposes.
For sales tax purposes.
Okay.
And honestly, I know it probably doesn't seem like much, but they're small offices. And this is kind of what we have here, if you back that up.
The only thing I would think about that is just as you communicate that with potential tenants,
That's not what we want to focus on. Yeah. We want to focus on... You're paying a fee. That's why it's for sales tax purposes. We're probably not even, if we don't have to, won't even put it on a monthly invoice. We're not going to put the allocation in there. Now they can.
I would think you'd have to.
Yeah, put sales tax for your
revenue. We'll put the sales tax dollars on, and I'll talk to Melissa and make sure. But we did have a brief conversation about that.
Yeah.
Is you got to put the sales tax on there?
Yeah.
But do you have to show the breakdown of that fee?
It could almost be, like we have a common area allocation, and so it's built into the total amount, but
right.
They pay sales tax on the total amount.
Right.
So that's.
But do you break it out? Do you show them?
Only in the initial lease.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, is 100? If you said it's $390 a month plus this $160 for the space, does that make a difference to them? There's a different ways of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's unbundling, and the other one is bundling, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and if you communicate, we do that, and that helps save sales tax for you.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Would you consider any 2% discount for an annual payment or anything like that?
I don't think with this type of business that they're going to want to pay up front. They're already cash tight anyway. I think
that's what worried me about trying to get every single month without having to.
Well, this is what we're trying to look at this differently than we would a regular office lease. This is an incubator. They've got their own set of issues. We want to make this as easy for them as possible. We have 45-day outs on these. This is not a long-term lease. We can either of us can boot them, with 45 days notice for no reason. So. What we want to do, though, is like I said, make it easy, but make it about the services, not about the space. And that's why we really don't want to break those numbers out if we don't have to. It's about the value of what he's bringing to the table and the facilities as a whole and the community and all of those other benefits that they get. So that's
just going to make those services super valuable.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's easy to justify this per square foot rate to the IRS if we have to, or to the state of Florida. But
yeah.
Quarterly on county,
whoever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that's kind of the story of that. But what I wanted you to see is this fee schedule and to see if you're okay with this based on, as a starting point for us, based on the comps with what Dummy's doing. It seems right to me. The only thing we might want to look at is, and Michael and I haven't had a chance to talk about this yet, is, if we have any sort of introductory discounts, okay? And Michael, I don't know how you feel about it, but one way to do that is to do free month or first
I think first in gets something.
First in gets maybe the first
three
mm-hmm. or four in get a free month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Something like that. And then the other piece that I was gonna mention is the increase. So when we were in North Carolina, one of the things that they do is they plan to kick them out by the rate increases. So they don't have to physically tell them to get out. They just make it really expensive because you don't want people hanging out in your incubator. You want to move them up and move them out.
Absolutely.
And so, we have a couple right now in this building that's not really an incubator, but the one guy's been here since I started, and is just happy as a lark, just continue to go along. The other one's been here 2 or 3 years, and he's starting to grow, but he's also starting to fill up the space that other people could occupy.
Yeah.
And you'd rather move him out. Well, we are going to move him over to the Morgan building. We're not putting him in Collins.
Mm-hmm.
So so they built that into their fee schedule to sort of force people, just make it expensive.
Right.
So you create space over time. Mm-hmm. So they were doing, what do you say, $100 a month increase.
Escalator.
Yeah.
Oh, after, wow.
Each year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Each year. So it says you've got to start producing.
It's a good deal for the first year, maybe two, and after that it's not a good deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a little different than what I used to do. I used to say that the standard term is 24 months and it's at the board's discretion to extend the term for an additional 12-month period, but in no, if it depends on biotech or not, but in no case will it be over whatever that period is, 5 years, 7 years. And that way they know it's the same thing. They got to get out.
Well,
but
we
I think
want
a financial
people's
incentive is maybe more, a little more persuasive.
And it's automatic.
Yeah.
And they see it coming.
Can you encourage automatic debit on these? I'm really worried about getting into past dues on these things.
Yeah, make it required that you have an ACH payment every month.
Just from personal experience over 25 years, I've had no issues with that whatsoever.
No,
when I came into, now it's happened, when I came to RPI, they had people that hadn't paid for 2 years, but I threw them out.
And that's the big thing is, you got to stay on top of it.
If you don't stay on top of it, they'll take advantage. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know that.
And you have zero tolerance. I mean, it's got to be
a 5-day penalty. After 5 days, they get a 15% penalty on top of that. When we do the interviews and we sit down with them, we say, this is a business, so you have to treat it like a business. And then you go into that spiel.
Maybe it's 15 days. After 15 days, there's a...
Do we have a penalty provision in this?
Penalty provision.
I think there should be, because I've always done 5 days.
Yeah, I put after 15 days, there's a...
I know there's not a 15 day. It's 5 days or you get shot.
So I guess what I'll...
So then the only question I would have is, as we first get up and running,
it's 5 days.
Yeah.
You know, do you have the ability to waive that if you don't have anybody waiting in the wings?
That's my whole point about it. If nobody's waiting for that space, it's at the board's discretion to extend it, you know, month to month or whatever it is. That's what I've used in the past. I don't know that we're going to have the same kind of volume and turnover that First Flight has, because they're RTP, so they need that incentive and they're 100% occupied. I would hope we get there.
Maybe we start with what you're saying at the board's discretion and or at the advisory committee's discretion.
Right.
And then as we get full, then we can come back and implement some sort of standardized regulators.
I still think a late payment fee. No.
Yeah, I don't see a fee in here, but
would be proper. Late payment fee, whatever you want to call it.
Isn't that if member does not appear on a 30 fall?
It's 5 days notice.
That's the notice. It doesn't tell you that you're going to charge them 15% or something or $25.
Here's what I ask y'all to give us the authority to do is to amend the agreement to include a late payment fee provision.
Yep.
Is there a motion and a second?
I move. April 2nd.
Second.
Okay. I'm working on the other pieces and parts that are going on right now with the, I'm going to have to register for the sales tax piece, and I've got to get the insurance, which I've got a quote on. But I already have your authorization to do that. We haven't had any activity, and the insurance company's like, so what are your sales? None. What do you so I haven't. There's no basis for them to really do much with at this point. So,
and different from Innovation Park, we're going to be handling all the bookkeeping.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I need to do is I need to very very good. I've been thinking about that too. Is I need to talk to Talcor about how we're going to do this and how much they can help you with the filings and sales tax returns and as far as the billing of tenants. It doesn't really matter to them, you know, if it's a fee or whatever. They just need to create a separate organization to track this stuff in and to bill them as if the fee is a lease. So we'll be able to get them to do the financial stuff, but I'm probably going to have to pay extra. Because really, it's no different than the Collins building itself. I mean, they're still being paid to manage the Collins building.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll probably have to pay extra for the, particularly any filings, any tax filings. But
probably separate, pay extra for additional audit.
I don't think we're going to have we had that conversation with Allison. I think they're going to have to wrap that into their to the LCRDA audit because of the relationship. Okay. We'll address that when it comes. But yeah, there's going to be some administrative costs related to this, and we're in the process of figuring that out. It helps now that we have a building and we can actually move this stuff forward. I mean, it's not that we haven't been working on it, but now we have a physical thing. We can say, okay, here's the mailing address.
And so basically LCRDA is in effect leasing the space to the incubator?
Yes.
Who will then sublease it to other people.
Or charge fees for it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And Melissa and I are aware of that. We're in a process of creating a lease document.
Right.
What are your projections? Say, when will you break even according to your projections?
That's a good question. We feel pretty confident that we're gonna get there quickly. It's as I had on here, if we lease, this is just the resident leases, you're talking about a capacity of $72,000 a year in membership fees. Mm-hmm. And that's not including the co-working space or the extra lab space. That does not include Cory Bio's lease, which is about $18,000 a year. So we're going to be in the neighborhood, I think, of at full capacity around $100,000 a year, probably a little bit more.
Versus the expenses of what?
The main expenses is going to be whatever the lease payment is, whatever the lease that we charge.
For utility expenses? And
yes,
insurance?
But again,
insurance go up?
Some of the administrative costs, yes. But again, LCRDA is providing the insurance on the building. Okay, most of that's related to the building, and they're going to pay that anyway. It's what I see happening is we have a lease between the nonprofit and LCRDA that the cost of that is probably going to be pretty close to the revenue that we take in. Mm-hmm. So particularly as we're applying for our 501c3 status, we definitely don't want to create a lot of net income, and then if there's a problem with the 501c3 application, they come back and say, oh, you owe tax on your profits for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if we're doing it right, all it gets funneled back into services and programs.
It is. It will. And that's what I'm saying. It's,
yeah.
But see, the other part of that is it's not just the space, it's Michael. You know, it's.
Right. You're some percentage
it's
of time. Peggy, or,
it's, yeah. We're all, we right. all have some percentage of time that we're going to be putting into this thing.
Right.
So
it'll lose money every year, most likely. It'll be, it's important to what
yes.
we're doing, so.
Yeah, it's, and we're still sorting out exactly how all these allocations are going to happen and where
right.
the funds go. Mm-hmm. For example, the FAST grant was applied for by LCRDA, mm-hmm. okay? But the services will be delivered probably by the incubator, okay? Mm-hmm. But we have ways of doing charging back and forth as necessary to make that work. Now, once it's up and running, then the nonprofit can start applying for some grants on their own where they are eligible.
Right.
But
and
we
get sponsorships and all that kind of good stuff.
That's right. So,
which I would just say, you know, we spend so little on advertising and true marketing
yes.
that I think this is, you know, we'll want to have actual money that can be spent.
Yes.
Okay.
And two quick things. One, just a point of clarification, most, if not all, incubators are losing proposition.
Yeah.
So that's not really their mission.
Right.
There's a few exceptions.
Yeah.
But very few. But the other thing is, I wonder if you don't also want to ratify, if you will, or put in there that it's approved contingent upon making adjustments in the rates, depending on how the market fares. For instance, quick math tells me it's $55 a square, regardless of what you call it, right? So then I look at the difference between 16 and 55 to come up with the value of services. I don't know how that's going to go over, so I don't know that. But you want to stick to that unless that's what you want to stick to.
Well, again,
you should be able to adjust the rates based on the market.
Yes.
So, you know, if you feel like that's y'all's job, right, is to get tenants in there and get the right mix of tenants, and I don't think that that's really a board. Should that be a board decision to negotiate the individual
That's up to the board to decide. Yeah. If you want to delegate that authority to us, mm-hmm. absolutely, you can do that. It's to use our judgment to...
And that would seem to me be more of an operations issue than a policy issue.
Right, right.
That's not the way we address it for renting space, but in for LCRDA, but
but this is
the right way to
such a small subset that what we don't want to do is create bureaucracy or cause you to have to wait to get approval on something that is, yes, we want
approval. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to do that in the form of a motion?
So I make a motion that staff have the flexibility to negotiate rates in the best interest of the incubator. Maybe it's a plus or minus the rate, the general rate sheet that we would approve for the year or something like that that gives you flexibility. I don't know. What do you think, Dave?
Well, that'll
be separate. I think just make it real simple that the staff has the authority to regulate the lease agreement.
Membership fees?
Membership fees. Thank you.
So that's what would be adjusted is the membership fees.
Which includes the space.
Right.
So.
No, it doesn't. It's just the services.
No,
it needs to be distinct.
No, the membership fee includes the services. That includes the space. That's the whole point.
Space.
For marketing purposes.
Right.
I think
you have to be consistent with that.
In the opposition, hearing none, motion carries.
Okay.
I would like to say this is a major move that we're making, and we need to announce it. We need to have a ribbon cutting, have a press conference, have a reception, do something that signals new day, big deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, we should meet with the ed board. We should do all the normal things launch it.
The goal, for one thing, we're a month ahead of schedule on the construction. We were trying to make sure we had a building before we started doing that.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to do is I wanted to get in and shake it down, make sure things are working, have a couple of tenants in there, have the guy in the lab with his fancy equipment, have at least one tenant in there, have everything working, and have furniture.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about around October.
So, probably.
Let's just not let the time slip away, and then it's like, yeah, but we've been operational.
Oh, no.
This is
no.
a big
we've already,
move.
We've already teed it up with Denise, and it's on the list.
Find a slow news day and hit it hard.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's going to
plan for a slow news day.
It's going to end open exactly the same day as the trial. The way it's working. I know we'll have to spread those.
That's not a bad thing.
We'll spread them out a
little bit. I'd rather separate those two so we get two shots.
Two big bangs on it,
yeah. 30 days.
Look at what's happening at Innovation Park.
Something else is happening.
Get the grants.
Yeah, that's a big one there. That's a big one.
That's huge.
Kim, I put it on your shoulders to get that grant approved.
Absolutely. The grant and tell the story, too. All of us. Yeah, I love it. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
You're welcome.
So I will guess our next board meeting will be over there.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Should be.
Should be over there.
Yes.
Next board meeting.
Assuming I can get the furniture in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got it. Yeah. Otherwise, we'll be sitting Indian style on the floor.
We're going to separate 5-foot training tables on wheels so we can configure however we want.
All right.
And so, yes, we'll have plenty of space.
And any ideas on what's going to happen to this building?
Not yet. I'm just trying to get the tenants relocated so that they're out of here and then I can do stuff.
See ya. I guess we'll start our planning meetings.
Yeah.
I'm a planner.
Yep.
Okay. Good to see you, Kim. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your leadership.
Yeah, thank you. Anything else while we're sitting here?
We're done.
One quick.
You were still holding. I was like,
I haven't done it yet.
Turn it off.
Yes.
Are we adjourned?
We're adjourned.
Thank you.